Welcome to Below the Surface, the podcast of the Underwater Solutions Group. This episode addresses the operational response to incidents on inland waterways, examining how an emergency notification from a vessel operator, insurer, or waterway authority transitions into a structured assessment, an agreed method statement, and a controlled recovery or salvage operation. When an inland barge suffers structural damage, grounding, or partial submersion within a canal, river, or port basin, the immediate priority is stabilizing the situation and preventing further loss of stability or environmental discharge. The initial call initiates a formal incident protocol. Operational management gathers key parameters, including vessel dimensions, draft, cargo type, structural orientation, water depth, and current velocity. Communication lines are established immediately with port authorities, river navigation directors, and insurer representatives. Early assessment requires verifying whether navigation is obstructed, whether hazardous materials are involved, and what immediate physical containment is required. Rather than deploying divers or heavy lifting assets immediately without context, engineering teams analyze hydrographic data, bathymetry, and structural drawings to determine the physical state of the hull. This preliminary phase establishes the operational perimeter, identifies immediate hazards, and sets the foundation for a safe, compliant underwater assessment and subsequent recovery plan. Thorough preparation and engineering planning dictate the success and safety of any inland salvage or recovery intervention. Once the initial notification parameters are recorded, operational engineers formulate a site-specific risk assessment and detailed method statement. This documentation outlines the proposed sequence of work, required ballast or buoyancy calculations, structural load limits, and environmental protection measures. Navigational constraints such as tidal variations, lock dimensions, bridge clearances, and localized water current profiles must be factored into the operational window. Planning also involves selecting the appropriate intervention assets, ranging from mobile diving units and remote operated vehicles to floating cranes and high-capacity dewatering pumps. Engineering calculations determine whether the damaged hull can withstand rigged lifting stresses or internal pressurization without further structural collapse. In parallel, emergency response plans are drafted to cover contingencies such as sudden shifts in hull posture, loss of containment, or deteriorating weather conditions. Approvals are sought from classification societies and relevant waterway management bodies before mobilizing equipment to the site. Structured preparation ensures that all deployed personnel understand their exact roles, operational boundaries, and safety protocols, reducing uncertainty and preventing uncoordinated actions during the execution phase on busy European inland transport corridors. Managing an incident on inland waterways requires continuous coordination across multiple commercial, regulatory, and operational entities. The salvage superintendent acts as the primary focal point, aligning the priorities of the vessel owner, hull and machinery underwriters, protection and indemnity clubs, port authorities, and terminal operators. Each stakeholder operates under distinct regulatory and commercial mandates. Waterway authorities focus on maintaining open navigation channels, preventing environmental contamination, and protecting public infrastructure such as bridges, locks, and quayside structures. Insurers require transparent cost management, clear risk mitigation, and strict adherence to policy conditions. Terminal operators prioritize minimizing berth disruption and restoring commercial throughput as quickly as possible. To align these requirements, formal daily briefings and operational updates are established. Clear protocols define decision-making hierarchies, emergency hold points, and temporary channel closure schedules. By maintaining open lines of communication and transparent reporting, operational teams ensure that all parties concur with the proposed salvage sequence and timeline before physical work commences. This structured coordination minimizes jurisdictional conflicts, ensures full regulatory compliance, prevents unnecessary operational delays, and provides insurers with the documented technical justification required for claim processing and liability assessment across European inland navigation networks. Before physical intervention begins, establishing an accurate picture of the underwater condition is paramount. Turbid water, strong currents, and restricted visibility typical of inland rivers and canals make direct visual inspection challenging. Operational teams deploy acoustic imaging sonar, high-resolution multi-beam bathymetry, and specialized remote-operated vehicles to map the submerged hull and seabed topography. Commercial divers perform tactile and close visual inspections where conditions permit, verifying hull plating integrity, identifying breaches, checking rudder and propeller orientation, and locating external obstruction points. This diagnostic phase identifies whether structural loads have shifted or if foreign debris restricts vessel movement. Based on these verified physical findings, naval architects and salvage engineers select the optimal recovery method. Options range from localized cofferdam placement and underwater hull patching to controlled dewatering, heavy crane lifting, or airbag assistance. Choosing the correct method depends on structural stability calculations, soil bearing capacity at the riverbed, and current force vectors acting on the vessel. Selecting a method without definitive underwater data risks structural failure, environmental leakage, or secondary vessel damage. Thorough diagnostic assessment provides the technical foundation for a safe, controlled, and efficient salvage procedure. Recording physical evidence before any physical manipulation or structural altering occurs is a critical operational requirement. In the immediate aftermath of an inland incident, establishing cause, liability, and structural timeline relies heavily on uncorrupted baseline documentation. Operational teams execute a comprehensive pre-intervention survey using calibrated underwater video cameras, digital still photography, sonar imagery, and laser scanning. Divers in remote-operated vehicles record the precise condition of the hull, plating indentations, tear profiles, rudder deflection angles, and propulsion machinery positions. The state of sea chests, overboard discharge valves, cargo hatches, and securing arrangements is logged in detail. Furthermore, the surrounding riverbed or canal bottom is surveyed to record impact scars, drag marks, and grounding points prior to any vessel movement. All recorded video feeds and digital media are time-stamped, geographically referenced, and securely archived according to legal and forensic standards. This impartial evidence record protects asset owners, charterers, and underwriters during subsequent official investigations, insurance claim evaluations, and judicial inquiries. Establishing a verified physical baseline ensures that salvage activities themselves are clearly distinguished from pre-existing incident damage, maintaining professional clarity and legal integrity for all participating stakeholders. Execution of an inland recovery operation requires precise control, continuous structural monitoring, and strict adherence to the approved method statement. Once preparations are complete and permissions are secured, field operations commence under the direct oversight of the salvage master. Rigging equipment, spreading beams, and high-capacity lift eustrops are installed around the hull in accordance with engineering calculations. If dewatering or air displacement is utilized, pumping rates and ballast changes are regulated incrementally to maintain transverse and longitudinal stability. Real-time sensor monitoring measures hull deflection, inclination angles, line tensions, and water ingress rates throughout the lift or refloating sequence. Operational hold points are built into the execution plan, allowing the engineering team to compare live sensor data against pre-calculated stability models before proceeding to subsequent stages. If unexpected physical shifts, increased structural stresses, or localized hydrodynamic effects occur, operations are suspended immediately for engineering reevaluation. Active communication between dive supervisors, crane operators, pump technicians, and navigation control authorities maintains operational synchronization. Controlled execution prevents secondary structural damage, protects site personnel, and ensures the vessel is safely brought into a stable posture for towing or berth transfer. Inland incident responses introduce severe operational hazards, including commercial vessel traffic, confined space entry, structural instability, heavy suspended loads, and fast-flowing water currents. Comprehensive risk management is strictly enforced throughout every operational phase. Surface-supplied diving systems featuring continuous hardwired communication and real-time video monitoring are mandatory for all underwater tasks, eliminating reliance on untethered scuba gear. Dive teams operate under strict commercial diving safety regulations enforced across European jurisdictions. Prior to dive deployment, formal double isolation protocols are applied to vessel machinery, sea chests, and intake valves to eliminate differential pressure hazards and severe suction risks. Gas testing and continuous atmosphere monitoring are conducted before personnel enter flooded or compromised internal compartments. Environmental protection controls are maintained concurrently, including oil containment booms deployed around the operational perimeter, skimming equipment on standby, and specialized absorption materials ready for immediate deployment. Dynamic risk assessments are performed continuously on site, updating control measures as environmental or physical conditions evolve. By prioritizing structural containment, personal protective equipment, redundant safety systems, and strict operational boundaries, engineering teams successfully mitigate occupational and environmental hazards while maintaining steady operational progress on busy inland commercial waterways. The completion of physical salvage operations leads directly into formal closeout and technical documentation. Operational teams conduct a thorough post-intervention survey to verify that the vessel is stable, watertight, and suitable for towing or dry docking, while confirming that the riverbed or canal bottom is cleared of secondary debris or operational obstructions. A detailed closeout report is compiled, incorporating pre-intervention and post-intervention bathymetry, certified diving logs, lift tension data, structural stability assessments, and complete photographic evidence. This comprehensive documentation package provides vessel owners, insurers, classification societies, and port authorities with verified technical proof of safe completion and full regulatory compliance. For asset owners, the principal takeaway is clear. Successful incident recovery relies on rapid initial notification, objective underwater diagnostic survey prior to physical intervention, multi-party coordination, and rigorous adherence to engineering method statements rather than uncoordinated emergency actions. Establishing baseline facts before moving underwater structures mitigates operational liability and ensures seamless insurance settlement across European jurisdictions. That completes this operational briefing on inland waterway incident response. This episode was produced with AI-assisted scripting and narration and reviewed by Underwater Solutions Group before publication.